Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Nick Kostos, who is the host of You Better You Bet and the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Bet Rivers. You can check out the latest lines at betrivers.net. Hey, Nick.
John with John and Hugh. What's going on, guys? Happy Football Friday.
Nick. I'm glad we get a chance to talk to you, Nick. I'm going to ask you flat out, since we're talking about the Falcons, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I wasn't comfortable picking them to win this game. I think they're going to play better. I wasn't comfortable picking them to win this game. Would they cover the spread, Nick?
Comfortable picking the Falcons to win? Yeah, I think you're probably right not being comfortable picking the Falcons to win this game against Tampa, where they're nearly a two-touchdown underdog. I think that's probably a good idea, Hugh. Definitely, 100%. Will they play better? Yes. I mean, they couldn't play worse. And I know I came on last week and I picked the Eagles to win the game. I did not think it was going to go like that. I didn't think it was going to be like complete and utter domination. Same red zone woes as usual for Atlanta. You know, with the old regime, now with this new regime, not a good debut for Arthur Smith. But I actually do like Atlanta to cover the spread here. Like, I am not saying Atlanta's going to win the game. I don't want anyone to get confused here. Atlanta's not going to win. But I do think Atlanta's going to cover the spread here. The spread, it should be what it is. Atlanta should be, or Tampa should be around the two-touchdown favorite. Currently -12.5, -13 yesterday. Might get another 13 by the time Sunday rolls around. So if you want to bet Atlanta, I would honestly wait until kickoff on Sunday. You may get a 13. You'd rather have that, obviously, than 12.5. But the way that Dallas attacked Tampa's defense last week, I think we're going to see Atlanta have some similar success. Now, Atlanta's not as good as Dallas offensively, but I think this is a major bounce-back spot for Kyle Pitts, who had the target share and the air yards. Same thing for Calvin Ridley. Like, Tampa doesn't have guys that on defense that can cover Pitts and Ridley here. So with a double-digit spread like this, +12.5, I do think Atlanta is going to be able to do enough offensively here. And I still have enough faith in Arthur Smith. He did a great job, obviously, for a couple of years as the Titans offensive coordinator to scheme some stuff up here, make it happen offensively here. So Atlanta's not going to win this game. I think Tampa probably wins by 10, but that gives us an Atlanta cover. So I am taking the Falcons to cover this week.
What is the, all right, here's a betting. Here's a gambling little thing. What's the money line, do you know, on the Falcons?
Yeah, +525, meaning you bet like 100 bucks, you win 525, or you could take 100 bucks and flush it down the toilet and have the same result.
Yeah, but here's you know, this is the kind of game, though, that, you know, you, if you want to gamble, if you're getting $525 for every 100 that you bet, you could bet the Falcons and the points and then bet the money line. Now, you'd lose the vig, but you'd be out, what, 10 bucks. And you, if you double it, if the Falcons do win outright, then suddenly you hit big, right? So, I mean, that's the kind of game. But then again, Nick, that's why I don't gamble, because that's how I like to gamble.
Well, I would say this, like, if people want to do that, and like, you're out there right now and you're a big Falcons fan, you think the Falcons could win, you want to bet on, you want to root for them to win the game, obviously, in addition to your fan rooting interest. Like, I would say, like, make it like, I don't know, like a quarter of a unit, or like as a smaller bet size. So I'm just making this up. And I'm not saying anyone should bet $100 per game. Like, just bet within your means. If that's $10, if it's $20, that's fine. Like, don't bet outside your means. It's not worth it. But let's just say $100 just for a nice round number. Let's say you bet $100 per game. You bet $100 on the Falcons +12.5, put $20 on the money line, right? So that way, like, you win $100 bucks on the $20 money line bet in addition to the covering the 12.5. So it doesn't have to be like an equal bet size if you want to bet the money line.
No, it doesn't. You're correct.
And also, they're not going to win.
Yeah.
You have to reiterate that. You got to reiterate it one more time.
I mean, they're just not. Like, I'm sorry.
Nick, do you know what station you're on by any chance?
Hey.
Do you want me to come on with Falcons pom-poms here and say they're going to win the game? Like, I'm sorry. Like, they're not going to win.
Could you say it one more time? Who's going to win the game, Nick?
Yeah, Tampa's going to win because they have a major advantage on the offensive line versus defensive line, and conversely. So, yes, Tampa's going to win the game.
Hey, John, I'm just going to let you know right now, Nick, my partner's in his feelings. because he picked the Falcons to win this morning.
Okay, like, listen, I could be wrong. I'm wrong all the time. So, I mean, maybe they'll win. I mean, listen, they're 12.5-point dog. They could win. I just think it's unlikely. If they win, I'm going to win money. So, like, God bless. Go Falcons.
So, Nick, Cincinnati Bengals, are you buying them being good? If so, how much better are they than
Cincinnati Bearcats?
It's Cincinnati Bearcats. I'm sorry.
Oh, in college better football.
No,
that's okay. Well, I mean, I kind of like the Bengals a little bit on Sunday against the Bears. But as for Cincinnati coming up against Indiana, yeah, I don't think Cincinnati can, like, ever make the college football playoff just because I don't think the committee's ever going to put a group of five team in the playoff. Like, it has nothing to do with Cincinnati being really good. And we've been talking about this a lot on You Better You Bet, weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, Odyssey stations nationwide, with guests and with myself and my co-host Ken Barkley, that, like, we're excited to see how the committee eventually screws Cincinnati if and when they finish the season undefeated, right? And I like the quarterback, Desmond Ridder. We like the head coach, obviously, getting rumored for the USC job. But I actually think, with the number being what it is, Indiana home dog, I think Tom Allen's a really good coach. I want to take Indiana to cover the spread. That doesn't mean I think Indiana's going to win, but getting anything over a field goal, I actually think is valuable here with the home underdog with Indiana.
Wait a minute, Nick. So you think if Cincinnati wins out, they're still not going to put them in?
I don't think Cincinnati can ever get into the playoff. Like, I mean, unless, like, Bama's probably only going to have one loss. Georgia may only have one loss. Like, we'll see what happens with some of these. I feel like Ohio State's got to have two. Like, a bunch of teams have to have two. Because, like, undefeated Cincinnati is not going in over a one-loss Ohio State, a one-loss Clemson. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not going to happen. So, like, these teams all need to lose twice in order for not just Cincy, but, like, any group of five team, I feel like, to have a chance. Mm.
Let's talk about Alabama-Florida for a minute here. Florida is a big dog at home. Have you seen enough that you think that Alabama is clear and away, number one, that they're going to roll in here and do what Tide does?
Well, I do think Alabama's going to very likely to win the game. But they're a two-touchdown favorite right now. The over's also taking money. Open 57.5, now up around 60, 59.5 or so here. And I think this is kind of the linchpin to this game. It makes it a little difficult to bet pregame, although if I did have to bet the game, I would actually take the points with Florida. And here's the reason why, and I think people can watch out for this coming up tomorrow. You know, Florida's starting quarterback is Emory Jones. And Emory Jones is fine. Like, he's, you know, he's been waiting for the job forever. Like, God bless him. God bless the young man. I wish him a lot of success. The backup quarterback in Florida, Anthony Richardson, AR-15, wears the jersey number 15. This kid is unbelievable in, like, the limited playing time that he's had thus far this season. He looks like kind of like a facsimile of, like, Johnny Football almost with the way he plays. Like, I think he's, like, has the potential to be, like, potential Heisman candidate. And I mean that sincerely. And I know he didn't play a lot the first couple games if Dan Mullen makes the switch to him here. So I think he's kind of the secret weapon in the game tomorrow. I just don't know how he's going to be deployed here. I think if Mullen just, like, completely sets him loose, this is going to be a really interesting game. If it's Emory Jones for the vast majority, I think Bama's extremely likely to win, probable to cover the spread as well. Since if it's 14, I will take the points with Florida. So begrudgingly there, but I want people to watch out for that. And if it's going to be more Anthony Richardson than usual, I may look to get a live bet down on Florida once I see that that's part of the game plan.
Do you like KC over Baltimore?
I do. It's like Baltimore's a big trouble, Hugh. Like, just big trouble with the injuries right now. I really like the team. I think if they're really – I think as they get healthier as the season goes along, they'll be okay. But this is really tough, you know. Going back east after an overtime Monday night game, the best – or one of the two best teams in football rolling into town. Ronnie Stanley is now not going to play in this game, like their star left tackle. Villanueva now switches to the left side. You know, they've got other members out on their offensive line. Hollywood Brown hasn't practiced this week. Marlon Humphrey is questionable to limited practice yesterday. I think they're in a spot of trouble here. So this, for me, is the Chiefs or nothing. I just have to figure out how I want to play Kansas City on Sunday night.
All right, Nick Costos, you can hear him on BetQL. He is our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Thank you, Nick.
You guys
Thank
got
you,
it.
Nick.
Enjoy this weekend.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.